I feel like this preseason is taking forever.
Five games, yep. Taking real. I mean, just can't wait to the regular season, you know, to play San Fran. It's going to be good.
I know it's only a preseason game, but you get a pretty good test, depending on how long Dez Bryant plays. You sort of like games in the preseason where you know you're seeing one of the four or five best guys you're going to face all year.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great feeling. You know, that's when this is a game where you see where you at in your career and confidence level. You know, you're going against the best, you know. And they're going to tell you where you're at in your position.
What have you seen this preseason from the Vikings and the Viking defense? What kind of grade would you get? How do you feel about it?
Well, we've become more than a unit, man. We all on the same page. You know, we know where we need to be at and where we need to be making the right calls. And we have to make audibles or something like that. So we bonded more. Our chemistry is there. You know, we need to build it a little bit more, but it's better than what it was last year, so that's a good, positive thing.
Deepest the secondary has been since you've been here in terms of the number of guys that can play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we all working together as a unit. It's not an individual thing in the defense in the secondary. We all look out for each other, help each other out with the technique and where they need to be, and we coach one another in the secondary this year.
It's all right up until the Will Harrison Smith, we make up the two smartest guys in every single backfield in the NFL. What goes into that? What would make somebody look at the way you guys play and say, "Bro, these guys are smart"?
We just go out there. We just basically look out down in distance. You know, I mean, we understand the game a little bit more. You know, we sit down, we look at the alignments and stuff like that, and we have a good feeling what the route might be, and also we look at film. You know, so yeah.
With the guy in the middle, kind of changing all the time, is it harder to pick up the defense, or are you comfortable with whoever's in middle linebacker calling out those defensive plays?
No, it's not hard. It's not hard at all. I mean, as a unit, we all trust and believe in each other. So whoever comes in, we trust and believe he's going to give us the right call and he's going to do the right thing. So, I mean, it don't make it difficult at all for us. You know, we all believe in him just like he believes in us.
You guys seem like one of the faster defensive backfields. Does that make it a little more comfortable as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing? You know that other guy's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, it make us feel, just build confidence in our secondary. Knowing if we mess up, the other guy's going to pick up what we slack off at, especially in the second, and the safeties, you know. I mean, we have really good safeties, great safeties this year. Them guys really help us out a lot. So we're looking forward and just having a good, great year.
How does it affect things where, I mean, there's that captain, you've got Terrence, you've got Exum, you've got, there's a lot of bodies and there's only so many spots. Now, you're in there pretty firm. But how do you guys kind of deal with that in the room?
We don't think about it. We don't think about it. We just go out there and play football. I mean, that's out of our control. We realize that as a unit, we can't control that, who get cut, who stays. That's up to Spielman and Zim, so we just go out there and we play football.
It's a little differently, though. I mean, one guy will have one strength, another guy will have another. You kind of have to know who's, either the other safety spot or on the other corner, maybe, or is that not the case? You just do what you have to do and they got where they want to
be. Yeah, exactly. You know, we just go out there and play. I mean, they brought us here to play football, so that's exactly what we're doing. So it's up to them to keep us or not.
I know you spent a lot of time working out this summer with Teddy. Mm-hmm. Is there somewhere where in sort of watching
Oh, man. I mean, we all know he had the poise. You know, he can sit in the pocket and it's hard to straddle him. But his throws, the accuracy, he done got better with his accuracy. He was always good, but now it's to a point. He throwing the ball before the receiver got the break. And now it's like, it's right where it needs to be. So it's like, it's good to see him. And then, the point, there's a lot of things I'm not going to say, but he worked on and got better at. But, but yeah, he's great turnaround. Great turnaround.
He comes across as such a nice guy. Do you ever see him get fired up, get mad at a bad play?
Man, if you get Teddy mad, something wrong with you. I mean, something wrong with you. You need to go check yourself. You get him mad. But I don't think – I never seen him fired up or angry or mad or anything. Like, he always smiling. I mean, sometimes when he's down, I mean, he's tired. Like, he walk around sluggish and stuff. So – I mean, I only mean he's tired, but other than that, yeah, he's happy all the time.